Okay, this afternoon, I'm going to present to you. Aira has also added AI facilities to their Aira Explorer. And I managed to become a beta tester. And so I'm presenting to you some of the things that I've found. All right, double tap.
Aira Explorer.
Now, on the bottom, they've added an AI tab.
Browse access offers button. Access AI, tab 2 of 4, button.
So I'm going to double tap on that.
Access AI, tab 2, selected. Access AI, tab 2 of 4, button.
I have a card here that I know it's a kind of like a greeting card, and I'm going to say it's in my mail or
Choose
whatever.
from detailed capture, button.
Now, so I'm going to take a picture of it. So I have a couple of choices here.
Choose from gallery, button.
Choose from gallery is taking it from my
Detailed
photos.
capture, button.
Detailed capture, it lets you use the front camera or the back camera, and you can turn the photo, the light on or off, or as they say, the lamp, as they say in the Brit world.
Quick capture and send, button.
So that's what I'm going to try, the quick capture and send. Double.
Quick capture and send. Access AI actions available. Image, possible text, Matter Radio, JBL.
That right there is just something the phone picked up. I don't know. Oh, it saw the camera
This image
saw the
shows a wooden
picture.
table with a few items on it. There's a blue JBL portable speaker connected to a black cable. Part of the white paper or card with handwritten text is visible, reading though it's just a bouquet to convey my feelings, only you, ellipsis, the text continues but is not fully visible. Additionally, there's a glimpse of someone's lap wearing blue jeans and a blue t-shirt with some text and graphics on it. Would you like more details about anything specific in the image?
I'm going to get the speaker out of the, to see if I can get the whole card, get the speaker out of the card. I moved the speaker over.
Detail quick capture and send button. Quick capture and send. Access A actions available. Image, possible text. Thank you, Google to coach. On
Now,
your human.
that's what the camera's reading.
Type a message. The image shows an open greeting card on a wooden surface. The visible part of the card contains a handwritten message that reads, "Thought I'd send a bouquet of words, ellipsis, to congratulate you on your new job. May your new role be filled with exciting challenges and rewarding experiences." From signature. The bottom part of the image also shows a bit of a person's lap with a fabric that has a car-themed pattern. Would you like to know more details or need help with anything specific about this image?
Now,
Actions available.
it's interesting that it said new job because what the card really says is retirement. So it's telling you that I'm actually retiring. So it's telling the card is a congratulations card written by a friend of mine. Half of the time when I scan this card and take the picture, half the time I get on your new job, and the other half the time I get on your retirement. And I have probably scanned this card at least half a dozen to nine times. Now, the signature is not readable, but the AI in the Aira does not read signatures. I've tried a number of different cards, although this one says it is handwritten. It's printed handwritten, but it won't read people's actual pen and ink handwriting. Now, I have called Aira on it, and they say, yes, the signature in most cases is, in some cases, is legible, but we can read it, but the AI cannot read it. That's one of the things that you can do with it. Now, the next thing I want to show you is the gallery.
Back 140 back button back cellular 3 of 4 bars quick capture and send button
All right, so I'm going to go from gallery, which is the photos.
detailed capture button choose from gallery button choose from gallery button cancel button
And I'm going to swipe up through my photos. I'm going to scroll up. Come on.
photo date April 16th page 2 of page 9 of 26 live photo date August 19th 2017 live photo date live photo date September 10th two live photo live photo date August 19th
I don't know
2017
what I
time
want.
1:30 page 10 of live photo date June 26th
There we go.
2017 time 10:24 a.m.
All right. This is I don't know what the photo is. I know it's taken, it was taken up in Ottawa for by a friend of mine.
Live
I double tap
selected
on it.
one image.
Now, when I double tap on it, it just says one image. What I have to do is I have to actually send it. So I have to keep right flicking over.
Remove attached image button.
So I don't want that.
Detailed capture button. Choose from gallery button. Type a message. Text field.
Now, if I knew what this photo was and I wanted a specific question, I could write an image right in here, but I don't know what the photo is, so I'm just going to keep going over.
Send message button.
Double tap.
Actions available. Image.
Now, part of the problem is with this is it doesn't always tell me when the response is there. So I have to keep looking.
The image depicts a person standing in front of an ornate gate with a large Gothic style tower visible in the background. The person is wearing a pink top, blue jeans, and sunglasses, and is carrying a brown shoulder bag. The background tower appears to be the Peace Tower, part of the center block of the Canadian Parliament buildings in Ottawa. The sky is clear and blue. Would you like more details about any specific aspect of the image?
So basically, that was a picture of me standing in front of the gates, the Parliament gates in Ottawa. I could ask it, say, what color are the gates? Or can you tell me any more detail in the picture? Would you like me to do that? Yes, no, choose one.
Yes.
Okay.
Image depicts a person. Type a message. Text field.
All right. Type a message. I go there. I double tap it.
Insertion point. Send. Space. B. Space. Send.
I just got to find the stupid dictate button.
Num space. M. Send. Dictate.
Can you tell me any more detail about color and structure in the image?
Inserted. Can you tell me any more detail about color and structure in the image? Dictate. Dictate. Text field.
Now
the
I image gotta go up. The I gotta text go field up is above editing. The edit box.
Text field. It's send message button. Access AI is writing a response. Actions available. Image.
I want to see if it tells me anything about the gates or anything like that. Because I think it says auto on it or something, if I remember. Now, the problem here is, too, is it
certainly. It's back. Button.
See, I moved the phone and it messed up, but
certainly. The gate in front of the person is intricate, featuring a combination of black and gold colors with decorative motifs, including floral patterns and spirals. The Peace Tower in the background is built in a neo-Gothic architectural style, predominantly gray with detailed stonework and pointed arches. The clock on the tower is visible, showing white faces with black numerals and hands. The sky is a vibrant blue, providing a clear and bright backdrop to the scene. This contrast of the ornate, dark gate and the historic, stately tower creates a visually striking image. Actions available.
Now, that pretty much, usually that kind of stuff is pretty accurate.
Hey, Margaret.
Yes.
Could you ask it what the time on the clock says?
Certainly.
Send message. Certainly. Type a message. Insertion point, edit space. Dictate.
What is the time on the clock?
Inserted. What is the time on the clock? T. Text field. It. Send message. Button. Access AI is writing a response. Send message. Dimmed. Can you tell me any more detail about Donald Breda?
Oh, I don't know why.
The time on the clock in the peak hour appears to be approximately 12, as the hour and minute hands are both pointing upwards.
Cool.
All right. I don't remember. Tim might be able to drag it out of the recording.
Live photo. Date, June 26, 2017. Time, 10:24 a.m.
Now, from that message, though, and I should have done that. I should have showed you, but from that message. All right. I go back.
Access AI is writing a response. The image shows a desk with various items on it. To the left, there's a black stapler and a blue speaker on top of a black wire frame. In the center, there's a blank white sheet of paper. On the right, partially visible, are some stacked items, possibly papers or folders. Would you like more information about any specific object in the picture?
Actions
available. The image shows a desk with various items on it.
That's my desk, right? My table. I'm just using a TV tray. And I just took an image picture of that image to show you something that I should have shown you before. From all these pictures, you can go back and you can call an agent.
Send message. Dimmed. Button. Type a message. Text choose from gallery. But detailed capture. End of messages. The image shows the actions of call an IRA agent. Button.
So you can call an IRA agent from here and they will get the picture that you sent. That's what happens. That's how I was finding out about the signatures of the cards, because when I didn't know who was from, okay, I got what it said, but I don't know which card, I got a couple of them. I don't know which card came from which person. So I do the call an IRA agent, and then they have the actual image that I took. So they can see that. Plus they can see what's on your camera. So if they want you to take another picture, you can do that from there.
So, yeah, quick question, yeah. Margaret. Why do you think that half the time when you scan that card, it says congratulations on your retirement, and the other half it says congratulations on your new job?
Because it's a prediction model. All this stuff is based on language models. So, for example, everybody's changing jobs a lot of the times. So if you took in the world, said, how many times do you receive congratulations on your new job? How many of those have you gotten in your lifetime versus congratulations on your retirement? You only retire once. So if it's not sure, well, it's maybe ball players retire more than once. But I think what happens is if it's not sure of the wording, it goes back up on the internet and pulls it out. What I have done is I have taken the front of a ham radio and taken the picture of the display, all right, and said, tell me what it says on the display. Well, and then I went back and I sent that message to Ira. Well, what the AI said it said on the display was 146520. Well, in the case of I was in a different mode on the unit I was working with, and it said Wires X, Ira said. So what must have happened is the thing went back up on the internet and looked at displays of radios, and a lot of times they probably said 14652, whatever. So I think that's what it was doing.
Margaret, I'd be curious to know whether you might have put this card through seeing AI just to see if you got a different...
I can do that right now.
So it's not doing OCR on the text then?
No, it's not. It's right. Taking a picture of it, yes.
It's just taking a picture.
App switcher. Air Explorer. Active. Air Explorer.
Open seeing AI.
A menu, but chat thought, channel, short text, adjustable, document, adjustable, take picture, button, take picture, processing, back, button, thought I would send the bouquet your way to congrats fondly, Patsuza.
Wait a minute, hang on.
Fondly. Patsuza, club may your retirement he filled, thought I would send the bouquet your way, thought I would send the bouquet your way. To congratulate you on your bio day. May your retirement he filled worth me not blessings. Fondly, Patsuza, play, button, share, button, ask seeing AI, button.
All right, so it got big mixed up, but...
Can I throw one more out at you? Have you tried it with, you know, be my AI, yeah, or be my eyes, to see if that, well, how that that does?
App switcher.
Open. Yeah, a lot of work.
Take picture, button. Analyzing picture, please wait. The image shows an open greeting card with a handwritten message. The message reads.
Now, this is that old story. The message reads and then it stops. So you got to go over to it.
The image shows an open greeting card with a handwritten message. The message reads, thought I would send a bouquet your way to congratulate you on your big day. May your retirement be filled with many blessings. Fondly, Pat Savage, take picture, button, ask more, button, get support, tab, 1 of 5, selected, now, be my AI, tab.
So if the whole message is printed and the signature is just Pat, the Pat Souza. Let me also explain that it said Pat Savage. Now, when I called Ira and asked about the signature, they thought it said Savage as well.
So this was closer maybe to being correct.
Yes, this was closer to being correct, that when she signed it to someone that didn't know what her last name was, which is Souza,
yeah.
AI agent thought it was Savage.
It was Savage. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, so, looking at it.
From looking at it, yes.
Yeah.
When I sent it to AI agent, when it's, you know, send to an agent, they get the actual picture that I took. So he had that and he still wasn't sure. So I said, well, let me hold it over again and then you can look at it. And then he said, yeah, it looks like Savage to me. And I said, well, how about Souza? And he said, well, it's certainly possible.
Yeah. And if it's like any other typical card, you know, that the text is probably very fancy and
yes,
has lots
fancy.
Of swirls.
Yes, it
and
says
everything.
All of the things say that it's written in a handwritten style. The text is a handwritten style.
So that's impressive.
and the left side is blank, and it's all written on the right side.
Very impressive.
The next thing I did was with this is I went out and I said, okay, I'm going to simulate getting dropped off at my house by an Uber. And I don't know necessarily where I am. They've told me I'm in a driveway. Okay, I'm in a driveway of my own house. So what I've done is I've made a recording of it, and it's reasonable. It's not perfect. It was windy, and you can hear the wind. This is a recording I made this morning. It's still the IRA app, yes. Now, you'll hear a lot of wind noise in this. The H1 is actually in my jacket. I have a arm pocket on my jacket, and I have the H1 sitting in that pocket.
Playback.
Okay, Margaret here. I am standing outside my house in my driveway. I'm, say, maybe being dropped off by a door. Maybe it's a house I don't know. So I'm going to see if the AI, Ira, can direct me to the door. And I'm in my driveway. I'm opening Air Explorer. Now, there's tabs on the bottom. So I'm going to find the AI tab.
Selected. Tab 1-4. Access AI. Tab 2-4.
Double tap it. Double tap it. I'm going to do a instant capture. Now, those bells, those are actually from my stairs.
There's a small porch that steps leading up to the front door. The yard has a stone pathway and a neatly trimmed grass lawn, and there's a green garden hose below near the side of the house.
Okay, yes, I'd like to know more details. Oh, it's got an edit box on the bottom of the screen. I will dictate.
Send message. Dimmed. Button. Type a message. Text field. Type a message. Text field. Type a message. Type a message. Yes. Send. Space. Dictate.
Can you tell me where the door is in the picture? Which direction is it from the center of the camera?
Insert, can you tell me where the door is in the picture? Which direction is it from the center of the camera? Send. Can you tell me where the door is in the picture? Actions available. Image. Actions available. The front door of the house is slightly to the left of the center of the camera's view. It is located under a small covered porch area with stairs leading up to it.
Okay, so it tells me.
Can you tell me where the door is in the picture? Which direction is it from the center of the camera? Actions available. The front door of the house is slightly to the left of the center of the camera's view. It is located under a small covered porch area with stairs leading up to it. Actions available.
All right, so I know it's slightly to the left. So I'm just simulating walking in that direction, and I do walk in that direction. Slightly forward and to the left, and I haven't gotten here exactly yet, so I'm going to take another picture.
The image shows a white two-story house with black shutters on the windows. There's a small porch in the front. Type a message. Text field.
Then let's see. Hello. Now, right here, I got confused. Because I have to... I have to go back into another mode. I have to go back into another mode to get another picture. I didn't realize that.
Capture.
So I'm doing detailed capture.
Zero to viewfinder. Focus unlocked. Image. Viewfinder. Focus unlocked. Flash. Automatic. Zoom. 1.0x. Camera mode. Pro. Take picture. Button. Till left. Level.
That's
the camera telling me that.
Till left. Image. Retake. Button. Use photo. Button. Use photo. Button. Uniform. Use photo. One image.
I double tapped on use photo.
Remove the hatch image. Button. Detail capture. Choose from gallery. Type a message. Send message. Button. Send message. Dimmed.
Oops.
Send message. Send message. Type on a choose from detail end of messages. Heading. Access AI is writing. Actions available. Image. Access AI is writing response. Actions available.
sometimes you don't always know what it's doing, so you kind of got to figure it out.
The image shows a close-up view of the side entrance of the house. There is a white door located directly in the center of the frame, accessible by a set of concrete steps with black wire railings on both sides. To the left of the steps, there is a large black trash bin. The house has white siding and is all covered by a roof. Would you like more information about any specific detail in this picture? The image shows a close-up view of the side entrance of the house. There is a set. Insertion form. Ten. Dictate.
All right, now I'm going to ask it how far the stairs. Can you tell me how far the stairs are from the camera?
Can you tell me how far the stairs are from the camera? Dictate. Why? Text field. Send message. Button. Send message. Dim. The front door of the house is slightly to the left of the center of the camera's view. It is located under a small cup. Can you tell me how far the stairs are from the camera? Access AI is writing response. Can you tell me how far the stairs? The image shows a close-up view of the side entrance of the house. Send message.
So I was writing a response. I got messed up in the other responses there. But
now, right here, what happens is I don't realize a response comes back, but I don't realize it because it doesn't say anything, and I wait a little bit too long. But it'll be there in a second. Now I'm figuring it out.
The image shows a close-up view of the side entrance of the house. There is a white door located directly in the center of the frame, accessible by a set of concrete steps with black wire railings on both sides. To the left of the steps, there is a large trash bin. Location tracking on. The image shows a close-up view of the side entrance. Can you tell me how far the stairs are from the camera? The stairs leading up to the door are close to the camera, appearing to start just a few feet away from where the photo was taken. The proximity suggests that the camera is positioned near the base of the stairs.
All right, and that is pretty much a few feet. I was maybe 4 feet from the stairs.
And that's pretty much it. I was about, as I said, about 4 feet. It said a few feet. And as I walked to the stairs, I was about 4 feet from the stairs. So that's the end of my formal presentation.
The function you've been using, taking picture and having it read
yes.
Is it something free or you have to be subscribed into IO?
They have it now in beta. They will bring it out. And I don't know. Did you get in the beta yet, Frank?
It's not on mine yet. I don't see it yet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's still in beta then.
Yeah.
They announced at CSUN that you should be able to go under the, as long as you update your Aira app and then you go under the Access AI tab, you can request access to it. And then they're slowly kind of granting it, you know, to groups. So it should be available now to request.
But yes, you would have to have an Aira subscription. I don't think you can just get this with your five minutes a day.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
That's true. You do need it. You're right, Jeanette. You do need that.
If you take a photo with your phone camera, you know, and then you share, you know, down that list of sharing options is Be My AI. Is the Aira Access AI option also under that share menu?
No.
Not yet.
I don't believe so.
And while I'm on that, does anyone know, like, you know, if I take a picture with my camera, my phone camera, and I want to go to the Be My AI with that photo, that option on the share list is way down. It's like, you know, I've got the three latest people I texted, and there's email, and the share with this, share with that, da-da-da-da-da-da. I get down to like the 15th item, and I finally get to Be My AI to share the photo with. Is there a way to change that order? Be my AI option is higher up on the list?
Yes, actually. There is. It's not that straightforward. There is, because I've had the same issue having to scroll and scroll. It's like, oh, yeah. There has to be some way to get rid of some of these apps that I don't use.
Right.
So I called Apple support and I told them, is there a way to fix this? And say, yes, you could. It's a little complicated. So you go through it. And then at the end of the list, I forget, I think it's edit or something.
Okay.
Options.
Yeah.
You can go through that. And then you can remove some of the
I see. Okay. So down at the bottom of the list, there's an edit option, and that allows you to edit the options.
Thank you.
Your earlier question about the Access AI in the share, yes, it is there. It is there.
It is. Okay.
Yes. And the last time I checked, it's there. But then it tells you it's in beta, something, etc. So that was before, I think, they opened up the beta to more people. That was when... Mm-hmm. They started signing people up. So for instance, the way I found out about it was from there. I saw it's like, hold on a second, what is this? So I clicked on it, and they are doing this thing. And if you're interested, you can give them your name. So then I followed up gave them my name, and then I was part of it. It's there in the share along with those other options.
It's actually, I forget what it's called, Picture in Jaws. What's that thing called? Picture something, Picture Smart, right. Picture Smart has this option too, right? I mean, sometime in a recent meeting, I don't know if it was David or somebody gave a demo of it. I tried it out. I was, man, super disappointed. I knew about what was in the image. Each time I did it, I got these wildly different descriptions. And I was like, okay, put that on the back shelf for now. I don't know if others have played around with it and had that experience, but I was super disappointed.
This is David. Are you sure you did you first do that thing where you have to become part of the early adopter program?
Yes, I did. I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've found the results incredible. You know, you have the two possibilities, the Google Gemini and the ChatGPT, and the ChatGPT is much more detailed than the Google Gemini.
Okay. All right.
Now, Amy, let's see if you are going from the right place. So you went and you turned on the whatever, the beta thing. So
the
that
early
you
adopter. Yeah.
Now, when you are trying to have it describe the image, what's the process?
Now, what I can't remember is whether I was on a web page or in a Word document. I can't remember. Okay. But I did just what David did, which was turned on my smart keys or whatever, and I hit G to go to graphic, right? So, and I was pretty sure I knew where I was and which graphic it was. And then I think, I don't remember. I think I right-clicked context menu.
I suspect you are doing something slightly different. Huh. For this particular thing, once you've turned it on, you go to the image and you do insert space. And then...
Oh, that's what I did, right. Insert space, okay. P, and then C.
And it's pretty good. I'll agree with David. It's pretty good. So something may not be working right with...
All right. I'll confirm all the connections there and make sure I've got it set up right. Thanks.
The problem you may have, Amy, is especially if you're doing stuff, types of things that you work with, they'll look at those and it will know what it is.
I know. For the life of me, I can't remember what image I did it on, whether it was a complicated scientific diagram or something similar. I can't remember.
The other thing you should remember to do is maximize the window, Alt space bar X, you might have a minimized window. And even if Jaws says everything, you're on a graphic. If it isn't maximized, that could mess it up.
I know when I was studying sonar, a lot of those images and a lot of those screens are things that I don't think I ever ran into in like normal everyday college.
No, I know that the graphics I use in my work are very complicated, and I wouldn't necessarily expect any of these AI systems to work yet on them. So I'll just go back and retry. I won't give up since you all are having good experience with it.
The other thing you could do is maybe share with someone else, at least one image, and have them try it and see and compare experiences.
Will do. Thank you.